Guess what day it is, huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is?
Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
You plus motivation equals success.
Now, what can I get you boys? You thirsty, you hungry, or you just driving through? Maybe like a beer or something a little harder?
No, thank you, ma'am. We may be sucking back a few beers a little later on. We'll be here all night. You see, we're the band.
You are? Oh, gee, that's nice. Hey, Bob, this is the band.
The band is back. It's 7:09, Pete McMurray in the Allstate Showcase Studios. We're here until 11 o'clock. This is nice. Everybody's here except Jill, who's still on maternity leave. Martyr.
So happy to see you guys.
Are you okay?
It was like a bad dream. There was all this bad baseball around
yes.
me.
Yeah.
There was like a different person each night, which reminded me of college.
It was a bad dream. We are back. Everything's fine. Before we talk to Dr. Oz, Chicago Teacher Union President Karen Lewis is in the hospital. There's been speculation this is maybe complications due to her gastric bypass surgery. Rob, have we heard anything more?
No, right now it's what has been reported. The story, and I need to give credit where credit is due, was broken by NBC5 here in town. She was rushed into emergency surgery today. She was taken to hospital Sunday night with what they're calling stroke-like symptoms. However, they're saying it wasn't a stroke,
okay,
which is somewhat interesting, and I don't know all the technical aspects to what that would possibly mean. But that's where we are right now, so we can assume that she's either still in surgery or out, but they're being very tight-lipped about her condition.
Well, we have a doctor on the phone, Dr. Lias, who has done many of these surgeries. And, Doctor, first of all, thanks for joining us. And This is all speculation, but what are the complications to bariatric surgery?
Well, first of all, I have to mention it's really a very safe surgery. The complications are extremely rare now.
Okay.
But they do happen once in a while, and there are some really serious complications, and if they're not treated in the time fashion, it's could be a significant sequela. But most of the time, complications can be easily addressed, and even if it's a surgery, they can be corrected, and no significant long-term disability can happen after that.
Well, again, just to let everybody know, this is speculation, but she's had surgery. She's had bariatric surgery in the last year, gastric bypass surgery. So we were wondering, she had stroke-like symptoms on Sunday. Would that be one of the complications, doctor?
There's a possibility that any dehydration after bariatric surgery can cause blood clots and that can cause stroke. But since she was rushed to abdominal surgery, I don't think it's an issue. She may have some abdominal problem like perforated ulcer or internal hernias. They do happen very rare.
What is the most common complication from this type of surgery?
If we're talking about surgical complications, probably the most common is the development of the so-called internal hernia, when the piece of small bowel can get entrapped in the potential space inside the abdomen, cause lack of blood supply, and this really surgical emergency. And statistically, it happens about 5-7% of the time.
Got it. All right. Dr. Lias, thanks for joining us. We know you're busy. We appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
Absolutely welcome.
All right. Dr. Lias, he is an expert in bariatric surgery. Gastric bypass, and Karen Lewis has had it in the last year. We don't know what it is. We were just speculating. We wanted to talk to a doctor, but it sounds like she had some of these complications. The blood clots.
Could be, yeah. And when you have surgery, that's always a possibility, from my understanding, that blood clots can continue to float around, and who knows where they're going to cause a problem.
Okay. So we're going to monitor this story for the rest of the night. All right. Thank you, Rob. Appreciate it.